Supervisor George speaking. How may I help you?
Did they make you aware of my problem? I'm trying to get roadside assistance. Did she explain the situation to you, sir?
Yes, you don't have roadside coverage on your vehicle.
That is correct.
Okay.
And
so you,
that, they didn't explain to you. I've been, go ahead.
If you don't have roadside coverage on your vehicle, the only thing we can offer is an out-of-pocket expense. Any other information, we pretty much have no authority over.
No. That's not even the problem. The problem was I called several times and told them to get me to the extended warranty department because I have it with them if it's not with you all. It's with one of the two. And the extended warranty program is Mercury
we're,
as well.
We're in an emergency roadside assistance line. We don't have the number for your extended warranty or any of the things that sort. We have nothing to do with your vehicle information. I'm not even an insurance agent.
I understand, sir. I guess what I'm saying is this here. When I called the first two times, they transferred me to the customer service. And when I got transferred to customer service, the young man said, I'll get you to the extended warranty department who will be able to help you. When he got me to that department, they told me to dial a number. Because I put it in my phone and it came back to you all. So this is why I said I had asked for a manager to get me some understanding of what's going on here. Because if you all don't deal with the extended warranty department can connect me, I don't know why he was transferring me to what he was transferring me to. Because that's what I've been holding all this time for, thinking I was getting to the extended warranty. Because if it's not with your department, it's with the extended warranty. But they're both with Mercury.
I understand. I'm not entirely sure as to what number they gave you or why they gave you that number. Customer service,
Gave me the number. The guy transferred me to the number, and when it transferred me to it, it said, if you want to use roadside assistance, you send about Spanish, and it asked me if I gave me the number. So I typed the number in the phone, and it comes back to you all, though.
Okay.
So I don't understand why was he transferring me to that number.
Yeah, I wouldn't really have a clear answer for you only because I'm not sure as to what customer service, like, their process or protocols or how they do anything of that sort. It's not really something that's within my spectrum analysis because they're a completely different, I'm not going to say entity, but they're not us. We just take the emergency calls and we send people to help out. Anything else revolves around customer service, I have no knowledge of. So I'm sorry you've been given a runaround, but...
My question is here, so you all have no information on the extended warranty department, which is also part of Mercury. You have no idea who that is.
No, because we're another center entirely. We just take calls for Mercury of sending individuals out. We're not exactly Mercury ourselves. I'm not an insurance agent. We're another entity. Yeah, that's a contact Mercury directly. I believe they may be open tomorrow, Saturday.
Mercury, as I'm confused. When you say Mercury, what part of Mercury are you talking about? The extended warranty department?
No, you'd have to contact Mercury directly, and they'd probably be able to get you to any extended warranty departments. You have to call.
You'd have to call actual Mercury
directly. I
have
the number to
contact them.
Yeah, I have a number to contact them on. It's 800-503-3724. That's their number.
3724. Okay, so are you able to see who all handled my accounts tonight? Is that correct?
Well, I'm able to see who you spoke to in regards to this specific ticket you have with us today.
Right. Yeah, so I spoke with a total of three different people. Is that correct? Besides yourself?
Including me, yes, you've spoken to three different people.
Okay. Thank you so much. And your name again?
My name is George.
Okay, and George, I will be contacting them. I hope they can get me in contact with someone. But if they don't, you say you have a out-of-pocket expense that you charge. How much is that?
So we don't really charge because it doesn't go based off our rates. So what happens is when you have an out-of-pocket expense, that is determined by whichever tow company accepts the request to help you. and it goes based off of their rates.
Okay.
Though, you know, doing this for a while, I kind of estimate what an average is at the very least. So the usual average that I hear, they usually do, what is it? So you need a tow?
No. I'm locked out of my car, my vehicle. I
Okay,
need
so
to get into my vehicle.
lockouts typically range from like 60 to like $90+, but that only changes depending on, you know, the time of day, because these tow companies have after hours rates, or
Okay.
how far away the tow driver is going to get to you, especially with the way gas is now. So those all attribute plus their own rates. So I mean, personally, if you were paying out of pocket, I would call as early as possible to avoid any, you know, after
Oh,
hours
okay.
rates. Also, I mean, I know the weekend's coming up as well, so days like Sunday could also increase the rates. These
Let me verify
companies,
the.
go ahead.
No, I was going to verify the number because it's not on my screen anymore that you gave me to call the Mercury directly.
Okay.
I don't have it anymore. It took it off my screen. Oh,
Okay.
here it is. It's 800-503-3724.
Correct.
Okay, let me try to call them and see if they get me to the extended warranty department because I
What
do
time
know I
is it
have
where
a
you are
warranty.
right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, so it's now 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
I'm not sure they're still open. You can give them a shot. I mean, there's nothing to lose by giving them a shot, but if you can't reach them, it's probably because they're closed, and I would honestly recommend calling tomorrow morning.
So
They're
is
closed
that?
on Sundays as well,
Well,
just
I
to.
mean, I'm locked out. I'm locked out. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm strictly locked out.
No,
So that's the
I know,
whole
I
thing.
get that. I'm just saying, if you
But it's
contact
not
them
a
and you can't
okay.
reach them, then it's probably because of that reason. I don't want you chasing after ghosts. So if worst case scenario, just give us a call back. I'll leave your ticket open. I'll even notate saying
Okay.
that you're gonna try your best to connect to Mercury, and you may call back to request service, you know, worst comes to worse.
Okay, thank you so much. And your name again? I don't think I got it correct. Your
My name
name?
is George.
George, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling. Have a great day, all right?